But in general, what will your shops look like from Monday throughout the country? I've been hearing from retail expert at the Technological University of Dublin, Damien O'Reilly.
Shops that actually have an entrance onto a street will be able to open. So most of the shops in the likes of Grafton Street and your ordinary suburban streets should be able to open on Monday if they're ready and if they can fulfil the protocols and the safety requirements that are in place. Other stores that are in shopping centres that don't have a facing onto the street are not allowed to open. So basically stores that have frontage onto streets should be able to open on Monday.
And we've all learned going to the supermarket and the local shops around us to get food during the pandemic. We've all learned to queue. We've all learned about the sanitizers. But how's that going to work if I want to go in and buy a pair of shoes or try on a dress or browse through some books?
That's a very good question, Anya. It's going to be very difficult. People will want to shop. There'll be queues outside of shops. If the weather's good, there will be, you know, significant queues. And it depends on the store, the amount of people that they let in at a time, how long it takes people then to actually try something on. So I'm actually assuming that some shops will not let you browse. They'll ask you, said, are you buying something? Have you something in mind? What would you like? So they'll have the product ready for you when you maybe go into the store. So basically, there may be a queue outside and somebody can address you and say, what would you like or what are you looking at? Or maybe you could even, some of the stores in the UK, when they're opening on the 15th, have already put in place where you can look online at product and that somebody from the store will come out and bring the product out to you in the line that you're in the queue. So ways of managing the queues. Because one of the problems now is we won't be able to browse as much as we were previously. Some of the shops, the likes of Primark, and I might mention that in a moment, but other shops, the likes of your high-end retailers, people like to browse the shops. And conversion rates are very small in a lot of these shops. That's saying, Anya, that for every 100 people that go into a shop, you may, typical before the coronavirus, typically they may be buying four or five people may buy something. So that's 95% of people who don't actually buy something. This situation can't persist in the current situation. Is that if people are going in to browse, you know, they probably won't be allowed to do that at the moment. And if you look at Harvey Norman, for example, at the moment, when you go into the store, you're queuing in the store, they're asking you what you're looking for. And if it's not available, then, you know, they're asking you to leave the queue and they're not looking for you to browse.
What's the story with Penny's?
We don't know, but they're saying they're not opening. The reasons are probably logistical reasons. If you know yourself, a Penny store is usually crowded. The average sale is probably around 7 or 8 items or maybe even up to 10 items per person. So people congregate. It's a big area. But there's an awful lot of people within the area, within the store, when you go to a Penny store. They'll have to manage this very, very carefully. So I think it's a logistical issue rather than anything else. And I assume once they have staff trained and sufficient protocols in place, that they will reopen as soon as they can.
The new reality of shopping from next Monday, June 8th, as described by Damien O'Reilly at the Technological University of Dublin.